Chapter 4.
Walking up and down hills is good for your heart. One laboratory study found that walking downhill is especially good at lowering blood sugar or blood glucose, which is associated with diabetes. Walking uphill, like you are now, is good at lowering high LDL cholesterol, the bad cholesterol.
Remember the bluffs we saw before? Here, walking along the winding sidewalk up Ohio Street, you can get a glimpse of the three distinct layers of rock in the bluff to your left. The golden layer on the bottom, St. Peter Sandstone, was laid down first, about 458 million years ago, as a sandy beach on the shore of an ancient ocean. The thin layer of Glenwood Shale on top of the soft sandstone was formed from silt and mud at the bottom of a deeper ocean that extended further inland about a million years later. You can find ancient marine fossils in this layer at a number of locations along the Mississippi River, where this rock has been exposed by erosion. The overhanging cantilevered slabs on the top are Platteville limestone from sediments that drifted down to the bottom of the ocean floor a few million years after the Glenwood Shale. When the softer, weaker layers of rock on the bottom of the bluff erode away, the top layers of limestone break off in large slabs. These slabs played an important role in why St. Paul is located where it is today. Can you imagine why? If not, you'll find out a little later in our walk. Minnesota's first brewer, Anthony Yorg, built a large brewery here at the base of the cliffs in 1871. By 1881, he was producing 20,000 barrels of beer a year. Minnesota had a large number of German immigrants arriving here in the 1860s and 1870s. By 1887, 112 breweries were established in the state. St. Paul itself had 12 breweries. The beer was brewed with a new process called lagering, which required aging the beer in a cool, dark place like a cellar. In Germany, this was usually done with the construction of large, expensive, vaulted stone cellars. Here, brewers simply cut into the sandstone along the river to create naturally cold storage chambers for their beer. The York Brewery had nearly a mile of caves cut back into the rock.
Keep following the sidewalk up the hill until you reach Cherokee Avenue, and then go right along the sidewalk on the edge of Cherokee Park to the top of the hill. There you will have a grand view of downtown St. Paul across the river. Simply taking a brisk walk like this for just 20 minutes a day, 3 or 4 times a week, will burn calories, reduce your risk of heart attack and osteoporosis, relieve stress, and lower your cholesterol level. Walking works all of your major muscle groups and increases your overall health and heart function. Consistency is more important than the intensity in exercise, so a routine of regular walking is ideal, easy to start and easy to stick with. An easy way to assess your best level of exertion is the simple talking test. Walk just fast enough so you can carry on a conversation with someone walking beside you without getting breathless. For best results, walk a little faster than your normal pace and swing your arms to a full extension. Always try to carry water to drink along the way. There is a drinking fountain at the top of the hill.
The White Dome, to the north of the cathedral, is the state capital. At the time of statehood in the mid-1800s, St. Paul was the biggest and busiest city in the state. The Capitol building was designed by Cass Gilbert, the Minnesota architect who also designed the Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C. We will end up at the High Bridge at the top of the hill and cross back over the Mississippi River there. Check out the native prairie plantings along the sidewalk and in the yards in this neighborhood. Landscaping with native plants requires less watering because these plants have deep roots. Look for the drinking fountain at the top of the hill, located at the end of the High Bridge. Remember that all of the water from St. Paul's taps and fountains comes from the Mississippi River. It's taken from the river above Minneapolis, mixed with water from lakes between here and there, treated, and pumped through pipes to our homes and businesses.
Turn right at the Smith Avenue High Bridge. Tune to Chapter 5 when you reach the High Bridge.